episode number 107. What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? How the hell is everybody doing tonight? A little Led Zeppelin to start off the show. I know that's a no-no. I'm not supposed to do that. Led Zeppelin gets really butthurt when you play their music. But I did it anyway, right? I can always delete this episode somewhere down the line. That's what I tell myself. If anybody ever sues me and says, hey, you've made money on your podcast, and I'm suing you now because you played my music, I'm just deleting every fucking episode. And continuing on, that's my plan of action. Maybe I shouldn't have said that out loud. Anyways, how the hell is your week going? How the hell was your weekend? Happy hump day. It is Wednesday. I hope you guys have something delicious to drink in front of you. I am drinking. Once again, dude, I'm just a creature of habit. I say this all the time about myself. I'm just a creature of habit. If I get one mixed drink to make at home, it's just what I make over. I'm too fucking lazy to stop by the store and get vodka or rum to make something different. But anyways, I'm having my margarita once again. This is with sweet and sour. Let me tell you the proportions. I'm actually kind of happy with this. I've been messing with it a little bit, mixing different, you know, proportions of sweet and sour. Because like I said before, the sweet and sour just kind of kills me. You know, it's just, it's too tangy. It's too fucking sweet. So I just like a splash of it rather than, you know, making it the whole drink. I'd rather my drink be short than have too much sweet and sour. So I just did equal parts, basically. Equal parts tequila. Damn, I forgot to squeeze lime in it. Equal parts tequila, triple sec, and sweet and sour, which is 2 ounces, 2 ounces, and 2 ounces is what I did. Hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. And congratulations, man. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. It's been, what did they say, 50 years since they'd won the Super Bowl? I think that's what I read before. Man, great game, dude. And congratulations to San Francisco, too. I know you guys didn't win the big one, which makes me happy as a Cowboys fan. I don't want you guys having 6 Super Bowls. I think you're on the cusp of that. You were as close as you could get. But it does still suck you lost. And, you know, you made it to the dance. That's pretty important. That's something to build on. And played a hell of a game, too, by the way. You San Franciscans? San Franciscoans? Yeah, man, that was a great game, man. You hung in there as long as you could, winning most of the game. And then here comes Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes. And you just can't stop him, dude. I love that little dish pass. He faked the pass like he was going to shovel it to one of the running backs. He faked it, and then he just ran it in. How are you supposed to stop that? You know, with the receivers you got, with, you know, the running back, and now you got a quarterback who can scramble. It's just like you can't cover everybody. There's not enough people on the field to cover everybody, obviously, which is what took Kansas City to the top. And I just got to read this tweet. I know you guys have probably heard about this before, but old Donald Trump, let me read his tweet after Kansas City won the Super Bowl. Congratulations. If I could do his voice, I would totally do this in Trump's voice. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs on a great game. That's actually pretty good. And a fantastic comeback. Under immense pressure, you represented the great state of Kansas and, in fact, the entire USA so very well. Our country is proud of you. Fake news. Dude, how is this guy running our country right now? That just tells me anybody can vote. That would be like you guys voting me to be the president of the country. That's how dumb I am. I would say some dumb shit like that. Great state of Kansas. No. No. It's Missouri. Good God, man. Look at a fucking map. It's not that hard. But this guy is just so set on tweeting his every fucking thought that, you know, and he's not all bad. I'm not going to sit here and say he's, you know, the Antichrist like a lot of people, you know, were saying about Obama or, you know, I don't feel like he's a terrible person. Maybe he is a terrible person. I don't fucking know him, you know? But, thanking the great state of Kansas. What a dope, you know? What a dumbass. It's just ridiculous. It's in the name. That's what I don't understand. Kansas City. I'm sorry. I'm fucking up now. Kansas City Chiefs. It says city in the name. How is it Kansas City? I just don't get it. Pretty fucking funny. I gotta look up. I should have looked up some retweets or some comments underneath his tweet. But I don't follow the president. I don't want to hear half the dumb shit he has to say. I don't follow him on Twitter. But man, congratulations. Let's not draw away from the greatness of Patrick Mahomes the second, apparently. At 24 years of age, dude. Youngest quarterback to win the MVP and the Super Bowl. And actually, if you guys don't know, there's such a thing, or there was until Patrick Mahomes, as the Madden curse. You guys know the video game, Madden? Everybody buys it, everybody fucking plays it. It's really hard to play. I've only ever beat one person playing Madden. I'm really terrible at the game. But the Madden curse is basically like if you're on the cover of the video game, you're not winning the Super Bowl that year. And it's actually come true. They had Tom Brady on the cover. They've had several, obviously, game after game after game. They've had different people on each cover, and they never win the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes actually broke that Madden curse, if you believe that was true. Which, I mean, I guess for a while, it was true. No one had done it before. So, man, congratulations. Better luck next year, San Francisco. And I do say that with a little arrogance, because I don't want you to have more Super Bowls than my Dallas Cowboys. But yeah, man, cheers to Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. You guys deserve that shit. And the fucking parade. The parade has been a fucking train wreck. I'll tell you what I saw on Twitter today. I saw a grown man climbing a giant tree with his pants pulled down. Bare-assed climbing a tree, drunk, obviously, I would assume, and he's climbing the tree, you can see his bare ass. I don't know what the point was, to moon everybody, like, ha ha ha, I'm gonna get Twitter famous, I don't know. So he tries to jump to another branch, and he falls out of the fucking tree, and it's pretty comical. Another thing I saw in the parade today, you know, they have the, I guess it's the motorcade, is what you would call it. It's like a funeral procession, but it's happy, you know, but there was like a 4-car pileup. Is that considered a pileup? How many cars does it take to do a pileup? Anyway, there were 4 cars that wrecked into each other during the Super Bowl parade. One guy, I don't know what happened. Excuse me, as my voice cracks. I don't know what happened. It's like he pressed the gas and he couldn't get off of it. And he just rammed another guy, spun that guy out. Here comes another guy in line and he hits that car. Another car behind them hits all of... dude, it was just a fucking... I would say train wreck, but it was just a... It looked like being on 635, you know, when it's icy outside, or when it drops a couple of drops of rain outside. That's kind of an inside joke if you're in the DFW area. Everybody knows when it rains, it's just all hell breaks loose. And it's been a little rainy lately. Dude, it's fucking cold right now. I'll tell you that much in Dallas. It's like the wind chill is like 24 degrees. Don't laugh at me, people up north. I know it gets colder, but I'm not used to this shit. Why am I wearing shorts right now? That's a great question. But, yeah, dude, it's kind of a fucking mess. You know, luckily nothing violent happened other than the car wrecks for the Chiefs Super Bowl celebration. You know, nothing crazy happened. It's just really fucking funny that they didn't have their shit together. The one guy caused everything. You know, it's like NASCAR. The cars are all going. They all have their path, their plan, and all it takes is one guy spinning out or banging against the wall, and he takes out 3 or 4 more cars, you know. But, yeah, man, I gotta say, the halftime show, that's not my style of music. I don't get into all the dance. I know that's gonna change. I do have a daughter now. She might get into the dance and everything, which I have no problem with. I would never steer her away from that. But I'm just not into it. I don't give a shit if you can twerk. I don't care if you know ballet. It bores me to death. If someone gave me free tickets to go see a ballet, I'd probably still go see it. But I might fall asleep halfway through. But just the whole, I don't know, the whole pop star genre just kind of, it doesn't bug me. It's just like, I could do without it, you know? But this halftime show, man, it was actually really fucking good. And I'm not just saying that because the women were up there shaking their asses. That was a bonus. That was a benefit to watching the halftime show, I will say. I love Jennifer Lopez. I love Shakira. Not necessarily for their music, but for their assets. That was probably the cheesiest thing I've ever said. But anyway, it was actually really fucking good, man. I watched the whole way through. I was highly entertained. And Shakira came out, and I'm watching her performance. I'm like, all right, this isn't bad. You know, like, it's not my favorite music. I know a couple of these songs. It's not terrible. It's not the worst thing I've ever seen. And a couple of minutes in, I'm like, where the fuck is J-Lo? Like, I start getting irritated. Like, I was told J-Lo was going to be here. Where is she? And she finally showed up. J-Lo starts performing. The crowd goes fucking nuts. Oh, the Shakira stage dive was pretty fucking cool too, you know? Also, I had no idea Shakira could play guitar. I had no idea she could play drum. Dude, she was fucking rocking out on the drums back there. I was fucking surprised. That was part of the entertainment for me. It's like, holy shit, I didn't know she was that talented. I don't know if she writes her own songs. I'm sure she choreographs her own dances and stuff. I don't know. I really don't know. And my favorite fucking clip of a video is her doing the fucking tribal, like, tongue. I don't know. She just sounds like a fucking turkey. You guys know what I'm talking about. She's like gobbling. She gobbles for a second. Everybody went crazy about it. J-Lo comes out, starts fucking crushing it, killing it, stomping around, you know, making a statement or whatever she's doing. But man, I gotta give it up for J-Lo, man. When I was growing up, when I was 15, you know, 16, I had pictures of J-Lo on my wall. I'd find them in magazines. I'd cut them out. I thought she was just the most beautiful woman ever, you know, and I was fucking obsessed with her. And, you know, obviously, like, yeah, I still think she's attractive at 34 years of age, but, dude, her work ethic, you know, her work ethic is fucking ridiculous. I really, really respect that about her. You know, all the things she's done. She's been in movies, she does music, I think she does clothing and fucking perfumes and all kinds of shit, but 50 years old and she's still, you know, shaking her ass up there like that, performing like that with her heart on her fucking sleeve, dude. I gotta give it up, you know? I gotta give it up for that. The work ethic alone is just fucking amazing. I was highly impressed. I used to love her for her ass, of course, and now I just love her for her work ethic. That's fucking incredible, man. At 50 years old, dude, at 50 years old, I'm at least walking with a limp. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way. I'm beat to shit. And I'm not even 40 yet. You know, I got bad knees. My lower back's gonna give out since I've done all the fucking manual labor all my work career. You know? And she's up there shaking her ass at 50. Like, I couldn't imagine trying to get up there and shake my ass at 50. First off, gross. That would be pretty disgusting. But, you know, I'd end up with some kind of injury. My dancing career wouldn't last very long. I'd get up there and break a hip or fucking throw something out of socket and be down for the count. But yeah, man, that was fucking impressive, dude. Highly impressed with that performance. And like I said, I don't dig that kind of music. I'm not really into it. But I, you know, really fucking good. Really, really fucking good. I was highly impressed. Let's take another drink before I keep talking in circles. Anyways, I'm back on the vape, you guys. I broke down the other day. I've been having a bad habit of going to practice and smoking cigarettes. So I broke down. I had to buy a vape. I had to do it a little bit cleaner. If I need that nicotine fix, I had to do it. I got this Vuse here, the 5.0 berry flavor, which is probably my favorite. I'm sure this thing isn't good for me. Actually, I know it's not good for me. I need the fix sometimes. But dude, I'll tell you what is going to make me quit faster than anything. The fucking heartburn, dude. The heartburn I'm getting from vaping this thing is outrageous, man. It's like unbearable. Have you ever had a heartburn so bad you feel like you want to throw up? That's how I was driving home from practice the other day, because of course I'm puffing on this thing. And, you know, I'm just hitting it way too fucking much. And on top of that, it's a stimulant. Nicotine's a stimulant, just like caffeine. And I find myself having trouble falling asleep now that I've been hitting this thing, because it's just too fucking convenient. I hit it in the car, I hit it inside, I hit it outside, it just everywhere. It doesn't fucking matter. I just hit it all day long. And then, you know, I'm laying in bed at night and I'm just like, I'm doing this thing where I'm like flexing my back. I don't know why, but it feels good to like flex my shoulders and like all of my back because I can't get comfortable. Dude, it's like taking fucking crazy pills. You know, that's what I feel like. I feel like I'm on crazy pills or something. I remember one time I've never been into pills. I've never, you know, gotten into that whole thing, popping pills. And I took Vicodin one time when I had my surgery on my knee, and it just made me feel fucking gross. It's just not a clean high, I guess you would say, because it does get you high. I mean, there's no way around it. And it just made me feel gross, dude, like nauseous and fucking like itchy, like my skin was fucking crawling. And I was just like, dude, how do people take this recreationally? How do people do that? It doesn't make any fucking sense to me, you know? Like, I can't do it. So I'm like having trouble falling asleep now, fucking hitting the vape while I'm having trouble falling, because I can't sleep. And it's just, you know, counterproductive. But the good news is, excuse me, I am still doing my fasting. As far as my diet goes, I'm still doing my fasting. I'm still doing the fucking vegan thing, man. And it's working out, dude. I recommend, I know it's not an easy thing to do. I highly, highly recommend people try to change your diet a little bit. You know, vegan is the extreme, but at the same time, it's the base of eating, I feel like. It's the most natural way you can go. You know, sure, I still eat rice, which is processed. I eat some canned vegetables. I also eat some frozen vegetables. I eat fresh fruit for the majority. But this thing is working out, dude. I'm feeling so fucking good. And the first couple of days into it was rough. But now that I'm doing it, I'm doing the fasting with the vegan style eating. Dude, I cannot stress how good I feel, man. I'm sleeping better, other than the nicotine. Once I quit this, I'll be sleeping great. But it almost feels natural. Like, that's the way things are supposed to be, at least for me. I know it's not for everybody. You know, I had a friend try to eat vegan with me a few years back. This is probably the fourth or fifth time in my life I've done the vegan thing, which I always do the same thing. I always fucking feel better. I always start, you know, like, man, I don't know why I didn't do this sooner. You know, but I had a friend that tried to eat like that, and she was tiny, you know, she was skinny, tiny, and she couldn't do it. And I don't believe everybody should do it. I've said this a million times on this podcast. I don't believe it's for everybody. I do believe some people need to eat meat. But for me, man, this shit's working. I'm feeling fucking great. And when I come home and I eat my meal after fasting all day, I eat probably one meal, maybe a couple of snacks. I have like a 8-hour eating window, and I feel fucking great. And it puts me to sleep. You know, I've been waiting all day, and not to be gross, but it's like busting a nut. Not to be gross, but let me say something gross. It's like not busting a nut for a week, and then, you know, on Friday you get to bust and you just fall right to sleep. That's what it's like every day. That's the best comparison in my dumb brain that I can give this this intermittent fasting thing. As I come home, I eat my dinner, a couple of snacks, and I'm ready for fucking bed. I'm ready to go to sleep. So it's feeling pretty good, man. I don't know if I've lost weight. I'm trying not to step on the scale, because the scales, you know, they can lie to you. It depends on what time of day you do it, especially like in the morning for me. If I eat that night, the night before, and I wake up the next morning, it shows I've gained 10 pounds. So I'm like, you know what, let's steer away from the scale. Let's see how I feel. Let's see how my clothes are fitting. My clothes are fitting fucking great, man. I'm down to like a 34 waist. I have a pair of pants that are like 36 waist. And dude, if I don't wear a belt, it's just fucking nonstop pulling my pants up all day. So, dude, I haven't worn a 34 waist since I was in high school. So it's working out, man. I can see little differences. Like I said, I do feel better. I'm taking my supplement, my B12, or actually it has all the B vitamins in it, just to combat, you know, you can't get that from plants. I've said it 1,000 times before. I'm like a broken record now. You just can't get the B12 from plants. There's nothing that gives you that. So you definitely need that. But I'm feeling well-rounded, man. I'm drinking once a week now. Dude, I used to be... who did I see the other day? Oh, yeah, me and Connor were watching TV, and they're doing... Oh, it's actually happening tonight. It's the Lego show. Oh, it might already be over. It's already fucking 9 o'clock, 9:30. The Lego show they're doing with... I don't know the actor's name. Fucking Job from Arrested Development. I don't know if anybody's watched that show. I fucking love Arrested Development. It's one of my favorite shows. But, dude, that you can tell that guy has been boozing, man. Like, his face is puffy. His head is puffy. I'm just glad I've moved away. Because I used to see it in my face, too. When I would drink all the time, I would just get that, you know, that puffiness in your cheeks. And your head just gets fucking giant. Dude, it's you know, and you can see it in your body, too. You're just fucking bloated. So I'm not drinking all the time. That's the good news. I don't know. I feel like I'm like fucking bragging now. I'm just like telling you guys all the amazing things I'm doing. But, you know, hopefully, I know you guys don't listen to this podcast for my diet, you know, to try to inspire you for a diet. I talk about it every so often. This is not a diet podcast. I'm just updating you guys on it. But, dude, I am feeling better. I recommend it to anybody to at least try for a little while. Even if you're still eating meat, try the intermittent fasting. Eating one meal a day, maybe two meals, you know, in your 8-hour window. And, dude, I bet you'll lose inches. I bet you'll lose weight, even, if you like to step on the scale. I definitely don't. Anyway, let me take another drink. Let's do some drink recommendations real quick. One sec. All right. I got three cocktails for you. We're going to go Florida. We're going to go San Francisco. And we're going to go Kansas City. Take a little tour of the states. The first one I have for you in Florida, this is apparently, this drink, this cocktail originated in Florida. This is the Rum Runner. Here's what's in it. 1 ounce light rum, 1 ounce dark rum, 1 ounce banana liqueur, 1 ounce blackberry liqueur, 1 ounce orange juice, 1 ounce pineapple juice, splash of grenadine, and fruit to garnish. Here's how you make it. Combine all ingredients in blender with 2 cups of ice. Blend until smooth, then serve in a hurricane glass with fruit garnish and a straw. That is the Rum Runner. Here's the cocktail San Francisco is known for. This is actually named the San Francisco cocktail. Excuse me. Jesus Christ. This vape has hit me. 1 ounce slow gin, 1 ounce dry vermouth, 1 ounce sweet vermouth, a dash of orange bitters, dash of aromatic bitters and cherry. Here's how you make it. Pour the ingredients into a cocktail shaker filled with ice. Shake well. Strain into a chilled cocktail glass. Garnish with the cherry. That is the San Francisco cocktail. And last but not least, this is what Kansas City is known for, the Kansas City ice water. You're going to need 1 ounce gin. They recommend Bombay. 1 ounce vodka. They recommend Grey Goose. 1 lime juiced, 4 ounces high-V lemon lime soda pop, lime peel for garnish. It's really, really simple to make this. Pour gin, vodka, and lime juice into old-fashioned glass filled with ice. Fill with lemon lime soda pop and ice. Garnish with the lime peel if desired. That's the Kansas City ice water. That's the San Francisco cocktail and the Rum Runner for Florida. As always, guys, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Be safe out there, you guys. Cheers. So I've been watching a lot of Netflix lately. I gotta recommend a show to you guys. It's a Netflix original, Netflix special. They have a few of them, I believe. It's called Explained. And I've been watching a lot of these lately. They do a bunch of different topics. I think they did one on marijuana, which actually I didn't know this because I don't really research this kind of stuff. But as far as marijuana is concerned, what I learned from this episode is they're actually, you know, people are starting to raise the levels of THC in a lot of the marijuana nowadays. And it's actually, you can't have one without the other. THC versus CBD. If you put more THC or you groom the plant to grow, to produce more THC, it's actually taking down the CBD level in the plant. So it's kind of unique because I didn't know we could adjust that way, or you had to have one or the other. They're saying it's leading to a lot of paranoia nowadays, because the THC levels, I mean, they're just off the fucking charts, dude. The way we're changing these plants and manipulating them, it's actually leading to a lot more people with paranoia and things like that. Apparently the CBD balances that out. Like back in the day when you used to buy weed or whatever, it was fairly equal. So you got the good, like, feel good CBD, and, you know, makes you feel happy, makes you feel relaxed. You got the THC, which is like the psychoactive effect, which gives you like, oh, whoa, where am I? You know, I was actually watching Harold and Kumar today, which is pretty funny. The weed commercial they showed during that movie is like, I'm high, nothing can hurt me. And the kid puts a shotgun up to his head, which is pretty violent. But, you know, they're just trying to discourage, like, it's not that fucking bad. Come on. It was just a ridiculous commercial. They were laughing at it. But apparently, there is some truth to that. Not saying you're going to kill yourself if you smoke weed these days. Hopefully you won't. But the psychoactive effect nowadays is pretty fucking high, man. They do all the shatter. They do all the fucking, the oils and shit. What's it called? Dabbing, which is just a high THC concentrate. You know, give people a way to make it different, to make it better, and they'll fucking do it, man. This is all, the amazing thing is none of this is like researched in a lab. This is just smart fucking ordinary people figuring out how to do these things, which is pretty cool, you know. I feel like 2020 is going to be a pretty big year for all you fucking weed smokers. It might change this year. I'm getting the sense, at least in this year, maybe the next year, maybe 2 to 3 years, it might be legal across the board federally, but I'm not sure. I'm on your side, by the way, because I don't feel like it's fucking hurting anybody. But the one I did see, man, you gotta watch this one. This one's about Bitcoin, the Explained on Netflix. And, you know, the rise and fall of Bitcoin. It's kind of like a black market. Excuse me. It's kind of like a black market for money. You know, it's non-traceable. It's almost, it's the next best thing to cash. And, you know, people buy into it. It's kind of like the stock market. People buying into it raises the value, obviously. But, dude, I saw this one. You gotta watch it. I hate to spoil it, but it's just too good to not talk about. The guy who invested in Bitcoin years and years ago, and it spiked, and he was worth $30 million. He had $30 million. I'm sure he bought in pennies on the dollar, and it was worth $30 million at one point in time, and he wanted to cash out. But the only problem was he couldn't remember his password. And there is no password recovery for Bitcoin. There is no way, like, reset my password. There is nothing. If you forget your password, you're fucked. And this guy was fucked. And it's just like, dude, how? My friend Brandon said it best. I'd be finding hackers. I'd be finding anybody I could to get me that $30 million. Like, I'll give you $2 million to hack into my Bitcoin account. You can use my computer. You can probably find keystrokes, something, so I can get my $30 million. And the guy could never remember his password. So on paper, he was rich. You know, as far as the numbers were concerned, he was rich, but he couldn't access the money. And what a heartbreaker, man. How do you sleep at night after that? You know, I'm rich, but I can't touch the money. And if it goes down, I'm not rich anymore. And this, it didn't just happen to him. They just did an interview with him, saying he couldn't recover his password. He couldn't remember his password. Why would you make your password something you couldn't remember? It would be the same password as I have for most of my other things. You know, I have like what, 4 different passwords that I use for everything. I mean, it would have to be one of the, I mean, I'm sure he's tried everything, dude. He's tried all caps. He's tried, all lowercase. He's tried putting an exclamation mark as a special character, all that shit. And he just can't sign in. And then Bitcoin crashed and he's fucking poor again. I don't know if he's poor, but he didn't have $30 million. I'll tell you that much. You can't log in to buy anything online. You can't log in to cash out. I didn't know this, but you can turn Bitcoin into actual cash. I thought it was just all online. Apparently I was wrong about that, but, what a fucking heartbreaker, man. That's fucking rough. What do? You just kick yourself. Like, I can't remember the password. And it was probably something simple. But I'm sure that guy tried everything. Just that just sucks. You just gotta watch all those episodes. They're really informative. And they're really entertaining. That's what I've been watching lately on Netflix. So anyway, thank you guys for listening. Drink It Till You podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. I do have a Patreon now. If you haven't heard, donate to this podcast. If you like what I do, you want to help keep the lights on at Drink It Till You podcast. Find me on Patreon. You can always donate. I'm looking into starting some campaigns here soon. So maybe I can do some fun stuff for you listeners. But I'm going to drink this last drop, find some music for you, and I'm going to get out of here. One sec. All right, guys. I'll talk to you next week. Be safe out there. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Bye.